Imagine a piano keyboard. 88 keys, only 88, and yet, new tunes, melodies, harmonies are being composed upon hundreds of keyboards every day in Dorset alone. Our language, Tiger, our language. Hundreds of thousands of available words, trillions of possible new ideas, so that I can say this sentence and be confident it has never been uttered before in the history of human communication. Hold the newsreader's nose squarely, waiter, or friendly milk will countermand my trousers. One sentence. Common words, but never before placed in that order. And yet, all of us spend our days saying the same things to each other, time after weary time, living by clichéic learned response. I love you. Don't go in there! You have no right to say that. Shut up! I'm hungry. That hurt. Why should I? It's not my fault. Help! Marjorie is dead. You see? That surely is a thought to take out for a cream tea on a rainy Sunday afternoon. Language is a mistress, a wife, a pen friend, a checkout girl, a complimentary moist lemon-scented cleansing square or handy freshen-up wipette. Language is the breath of God, the dew on a fresh apple. It's the soft rain of dust that falls into a shaft of morning sun when you pull from an old bookshelf a forgotten volume of erotic diaries. Language is the faint scent of urine on a pair of boxer shorts. It's a half-remembered childhood birthday party, a creak on the stair, a spluttering match held to a frosted pane, the warm, wet, trusting touch of a leaking nappy, the hulk of a charred panzer, the underside of a granite boulder, cobwebs long since overrun by an old Wellington boot. Night, kids.